Once, every hour, a teacher would reappear in the hall to check that everything was quiet. Around 3 in the morning, when many students had finally fallen asleep, Professor Dumbledore came in. Harry watched him looking around for Percy, who had been prowling between the sleeping bags, telling people off for talking. Percy was only a short way away from Harry, Ron, and Hermione, who quickly pretended to be asleep as Dumbledore's footsteps drew nearer.
"Any sign of him, Professor?" asked Percy in a whisper.
"No. All well here?"
"Everything's under control, sir."
"Good. There's no point moving them all now. I've found a temporary guardian for the Gryffindor portrait hole. You'll be able to move them back in tomorrow."
"And the fat lady, sir?"
"Hiding in a map of Argyleshire on the 2nd floor. Apparently she refused to let Black in without the password, so he attacked. She's still very distressed, but once she's calmed down, I'll have Mr. Filch restore her."
Harry heard the door of the hall creak open again, and more footsteps.
"Headmaster!"
It was Snape. Harry kept quite still, listening hard.
"The whole of the 3rd floor has been searched. He's not there. And Filch has done the dungeons. Nothing there, either."
"What about the astronomy tower? Professor Trelawney's room? The owlry?"
"All searched."
"Very well, Severus. I didn't really expect Black to linger."
"Have you any theory as to how he got in, Professor?"
asked Snape. Harry raised his head very slightly off his arms to free his other ear.
"Many, Severus. Each of them as unlikely as the next."
Harry opened his eyes a fraction and squinted up to where they stood. Dumbledore's back was to him, but he could see Percy's face rapt with attention and Snape's profile, which looked angry.
"You remember the conversation we had, Headmaster, just before, the start of term?"
said Snape, who was barely opening his lips, as though trying to block Percy out of the conversation.
"I do, Severus,"
said Dumbledore, and there was something like warning in his voice.
"It seems almost impossible that Black could have entered the school without inside help. I did express my concerns when you appointed—"
"I do not believe a single person inside this castle would have helped Black enter it," said Dumbledore,
and his tone made it so clear that the subject was closed that Snape didn't reply.
"I must go down to the Dementors," said Dumbledore. "I said I would inform them when our search was complete."
"Didn't they want to help, sir?" said Percy.
"Oh, yes," said Dumbledore coldly. "But I'm afraid no Dementor will cross the threshold of this castle while I am headmaster."
Percy looked slightly abashed. Dumbledore left the hall, walking quickly and quietly. Snape stood for a moment, watching the headmaster with an expression of deep resentment on his face, and then he too left. Harry glanced sideways at Ron and Hermione. Both of them had their eyes open too, reflecting the starry ceiling.
"What was all that about?"
Ron mouthed.